State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia announced Friday that Rochester City School District's distinguished educator, Jaime Aquino, has resigned to take another job. WXXI's James Brown has more about Aquino's final report on the district's progress.
Aquino outlined several major issues that he says continue to hamper the district's progress. He says the district has not come up with a coherent way to improve learning. Aquino calls Rochester a community with low expectations for students, rooted in a deep history of institutional racism. Aquino noted that parents often complain at board meetings about their kids not being treated with dignity or respect inside the district. Aquino called out the board for its lack of understanding of its role as a governing body and its inability to act as a unified body. He pointed to several instances of public confusion and tension at board meetings. He says the board is participating in behind-the-scenes conflict resolution efforts, but the tension has not been eased. Aquino says the culture of fear and intimidation is as strong as ever inside the district, but he does credit Interim Superintendent Dan Lowengard with encouraging a respectful, collaborative environment. He concludes by expressing the need for a systemic transformation of the district, one that Board of Education Commissioner Beatrice LeBron wishes Aquino could stick around to help foster.
I would love that for Dr. Aquino to be reappointed for another year, to not only be the same individual to give the district the support to see his recommendations through, but to give our new superintendent that additional support.
Elia thanked Aquino for his significant contributions. She also said that the state will continue to work to give Rochester City School students the high-quality education that they deserved. No word yet if Aquino will be replaced by another distinguished educator. James Brown, WXXI News.